to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Well, a good Tuesday evening to you all, and welcome to another edition of Tribal Talk here at Wharf Casual Seafood. Once again, Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie along with me, and we continue what's been an exciting year of Wetumpka Athletics. Right now, the Indians coming off of a loss against Pike Road now, but looking to turn the ship here as they get towards Rehoboth on Friday. They'll play that one at 7 p.m. We'll have the call for that as well here on the Wetumpka Sports Network. Volleyball facing off against Stanhope Elmore right now, and we will try and get you updates on how that one is going at the moment. Wetumpka leading that one 1-0 after the first set. I believe they've got a lead here in set number two as well. No, they're trailing at the moment. So we'll try and keep you informed on that. Flag football is on the road against Helena and Spain Park as they continue trying to build that new program. And cross country going into their third meet of the season. They'll go at the Oak Mountain Invite. That's this Saturday, September 13th. And you'll notice right now, I called it Tribal Talk. Coach Bear Woods, we're hoping to have him make it here in time. A little bit of a schedule hiccup as volleyball continues. He's obviously wearing two hats as both the athletic director and head football coach, so he's trying to help with senior night out there. So we're hoping to hear from him in the final half hour of our show. But we do have some great guests who will come on as well. Coach Ben Singleton, the offensive line and strength and conditioning coach for the Indians, will join us when we take a break, and then Tyler Harris, the offensive lineman, will join as well later in the show. And if Coach Bear can't make it, we'll have a couple other surprise guests that join us as well. We do have our first Community Bank Athlete of the Week, again from a couple of weeks ago. This is the Russell County game, and that is Walt Myrick, Mitch.
Yeah, so last week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week was Walt Myrick. And a really easy pick there, you know, breaking the school tackle record with 24 total tackles in that matchup against Russell County, and then followed it up with a really good performance with 19 tackles at Chelsea. Actually, Walt Myrick is now the leader in the state of Alabama in total tackles, so great to see on his part. And then this week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week is going to be none other than Bennett Williams, the cross-country runner, finished in eighth place overall at the Montevallo cross-country race this previous Saturday with a time of 18:16. So really good to see that cross-country is starting to get into full swing, Gavin.
Yeah, and a huge week for cross country as well. They sent 15 runners out to the Montevallo Early Bird Twilight, and of those 15, I believe 10 of them PR'd, including that's one or two girls, and then eight men PR'd. Nathan Hill broke 19 as well at 18:44, had a top 15 finish. Jesslyn Oliver got recognized as a top 20 finisher in 16th for the women as well. So we'll try and continue to follow their progress throughout the season as that young squad continues to get a lot faster. Exciting show on tap for you again. Coach Singleton will join us here after this first break, then Tyler Harris later on, and potentially a couple special guests if Coach Bear can't make it in time. You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
The heat is on at Call Your Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th. Drive home with quad zero savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport. And the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Call Your. Call Your Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Kathy Thornton and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie, and now we are joined by Coach Ben Singleton. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Coach Singleton, the offensive line coach, as well as the strength and conditioning coach. And we're going to have a chance to talk with one of your offensive linemen here in a little bit, but Tyler Harris joining us as well. You've got a good group of guys there with the offensive line. Talk about those guys a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, when I think about guys like Tyler Harris, and even from the strength and conditioning side of things, I remember when I first got here, I guess two summers ago, just meeting the guys and meeting Coach Bear for the first time. You know, Tyler Harris was one of those guys that he's talked about, just, loves the weight room, big, just lower body, just like incredibly strong kid that I, was excited to work with. And even just beyond the things he's able to do on the football field, just the leadership that he's shown with that group is really encouraging, really excited, and I just love working with that group of guys.
And there's a lot of things that fans see on Friday nights, but they don't know what all goes into that during the summer, or even into the spring, summer, and then now into the fall. And a lot of that is in the weight room. So how crucial has that been? What has that training regimen kind of looked like for these players?
Well, obviously, being a football coach and a strength and conditioning coach, a lot of just what we do football wise and weight room wise all kind of work together. Throughout our summer program, we're able to do just so many different things from a just obviously getting stronger, getting bigger, but also, just kind of the speed and power aspect of it. We had a tremendously successful summer, we're able to kind of cap that off with our 7-on-7 victory at the end of the summer, and man, just like keeping the guys healthy in season and performing at a high level, it's been a challenge at times, but man, we've just been doing a great job in the weight room so far.
With this group of guys, I know that one of the things that this team has kind of had to deal with is that some of these guys can be a little bit undersized in comparison to their opponents, but that doesn't mean that they're outmatched by any means. How do you kind of strategize a little bit as an offensive line coach to be able to have that great protection still, despite not always being the biggest guy on the field?
Well, one of the things we talk about in the O-line room, and this really just comes from our offensive coordinator, Coach Dawkins, and his philosophy when it comes to O-line, is we talk about low, fast, and nasty. And that defines the way that we want to play on the O-line. And, you know, everything we do from the weight room to the individual drills to the way we practice, you know, we want to play low, fast, and nasty. And that's something we take a lot of pride in.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard low, fast, and nasty this season, I'd be a rich man.
Oh, you come out to a practice and you're going to hear about 1,000 times. So.
Yeah, Coach, I know we've talked about Tyler Harris a little bit, but kind of highlight some of the other guys on the offensive line who've really been a big part of getting this Indians run game going this season.
Yeah, so first guy that comes to mind, you know, our center, Trey Hutcherson. You know, he's a returning starter. Him and Tyler have been, you know, right next to each other for the past 2 years. You know, Tyler himself being a 3-year starter, you know, played, you know, pretty much the majority of his sophomore year as well. But, you know, you got to have that center position figured out. And, you know, the center position just kind of by default is, you know, sort of the quarterback of the offensive line, and Trey does a great job with that. You know, great hard worker in the weight room, and it's really been paying dividends on the field.
JD Denmark is here, the fullback for this Indians team, and he's waving. He's a little annoyed he didn't get some credit there from you. And just what is his impact been? I know that that's a little bit different. Obviously, the fullback can serve a couple different roles within this offense, but how do you kind of work with him as well to incorporate him into that protection?
Well, here's the thing with JD. At any given time, JD can be the best football player on the field, and that's you know, We knew from even just seeing him in the weight room and how strong and athletic and powerful he is. You know, not a lot of guys that are his size have that strength, but are also, you know, running 4.7 in their 40s. So he's an incredible athlete, incredible asset to our team, and, you know, even just the spirit that he brings to the team, it exemplifies everything we're about at Wetumpka.
I want to talk a little bit about this Pike Road game. Obviously, not the result that you guys wanted, but from your side of things with the offensive line, what did you see, what seemed to work or not work there for the offensive line in that?
Well, biggest thing, you know, with Pike Road and really just the, you know, the beginning of our season is we've seen so much growth. You know, we put a lot of pressure on the offensive line as far as, you know, just we have high expectations for them, and we expect a lot out of them. And you know, really the biggest thing that I've seen again is just the growth throughout the year. And I mean, those guys work hard. Like, that, without a doubt, you come to one of our practices, and it is an O-line group that is working, like, from the beginning of practice, right after that warm-up ends, all the way through the end. And man, I'm just so proud of the way those guys work.
Yeah, and now looking at this next matchup, you have Rehoboth on the schedule, and have you had a chance to kind of look at them, how they stack up against this offensive line?
Well, I'm always going to be confident in my guys regardless of the opponent. You know, one of the things we talk about is, you know, the way that you show respect to an opponent is you prepare to do everything that you can to beat them, as far as, you know, the scouting reports we put together, watching film, you know, how we run our scout team and everything in practice. You know, we have a tremendous amount of respect for every opponent, but at the same time, I'm confident, yeah, in my guys, and we're confident that our offense is going to get it done.
I want to go back to the weight room talk just a little bit. There's been a lot of changes with that weight room that I'm not sure that everyone really knows about, but the weight room initiative has been going on for a couple of years, and you've been here during the time that they have had those renovations. What has been added or changed about the weight room for a guy like me who hasn't been there in a couple of years? What all is brand new over there, and how much has that kind of helped you guys to be able to better train?
Yeah, so I still remember when I first got hired on and first met Coach Woods, and we talked about this weight room initiative. And, you know, from a strength guy's perspective, it's kind of a dream setup, in the sense that, you know, he had a plan. You know, obviously Coach Bear has a background in professional sports and knows, you know, how a weight room should look. And you're even just beyond, you know, just lifting weights and getting stronger. A lot of money has been put into, our laser timing systems and a lot of the technology and stuff that gets involved in the weight room as well. We're not just moving weights around without having a plan. There's a structure in place, and then even just getting the weight room built. The floor is completely redone, new paint on the walls. We have 16 different weight stations, brand new. Wright Equipment did a great job installing that for us. And you go into our athletic performance center and you see the money that was put into that and how bought in everyone is to athletics and getting better through the weight room.
Any big records been set since you got there for the weight room stuff?
It's kind of hard to verify old records. Just kind of, we hold our guys to a very high standard when it comes to, did you go low enough on your squat? Did you, catch the clean correctly and all those sort of things? Even going into kind of what I consider year one now, even though it's the second year one being my first year being year zero. We've just made so much progress. We're faster than we've ever been, jumping higher, and we're stronger than we've ever been since I've been here.
Coach Ben Singleton with us. We're going to take an early break here, get Tyler Harris on, and we'll be able to have you both talk with us here just a little bit. A lot more to come here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. And I want to remind you to come to Collier. The Ford Summer Sales Event is happening now at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Save big on new F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, and more. Incredible summer offers won't last long, so stop by Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adulteducation or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us.
First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Fresh, fast, and always delicious, Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. I once again had my fried shrimp. I know Mitch did as well. Coach Singleton, you got a chance to eat already. What did you have?
It was one of the pick two. I know I had... I think it was blackened mahi-mahi and the fried catfish. Those are both excellent.
Yeah, we appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for feeding us and for hosting us here every Tuesday night. We're now joined by still Coach Singleton and now Tyler Harris as well. Tyler, appreciate you being here.
Sir, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's exciting to see how you have grown as an athlete. I've had the chance to be calling games that you've been playing in for the last handful of years. We were in high school at the same time there for a little bit. So just how do you feel that you as a player have been able to kind of grow through this system? You've been under the same head coach for your entire career with Coach Bear.
Yes, Coach Bear has really taught me a lot when it comes to football. You know, when I first walked in here, we was under Coach Perry, but when Coach Bear came around, I was got a big relationship with him ever since when he walked in from now. Right now, basically, he's just showing me the ropes about being a bigger leader than what I am right now, because I know when I go to college, I have to be that same freshie again. We're starting all over, so just being a bigger leader.
And stepping into that leadership role a little bit, how do you feel that you have been able to do that, and what have you found to be important in trying to help emphasize into these younger guys who may be, you know, on JV or just joining varsity about what's important within this Wetumpka culture?
Well, just being coachable, that's one of the main things. That's how I got my starting spot, just being coachable and just being available. I tell them all the time, just be available, be one of them guys, the first guys to come up there when they say they need somebody. And just starting from there and just taking steps from there.
I want you to have a moment here to talk about Coach Singleton as well. You play directly under Coach Singleton as the O-line coach. What has his experience been able to help you learn the position a little bit better? How has he helped you grow?
Coach Singleton has helped me a lot, you know, just from the basics to now. I've learned a lot that I haven't known then, of course. So Coach Singleton has just been a great guy on and off the field, and especially in the weight room, helped me get to that 545 squat. So, you know, just him in general, just being a good person, a good coach, has just led me to be a better person as well.
And now I remember you had some kind of post. It was, I think, 1,095 pounds of total weight. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 1,100 pounds.
That's right. Okay, and so that leads the team, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, that is incredible. I got to tell you, I don't think I can do that. But Coach Singleton, talk about Tyler's development a little bit from your eyes, both in the weight room and on the field.
Well, I still remember when I first got to Wetumpka. It might have been, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks after I got here. And I hear about Tyler and just like how strong he is and committed to the weight room and committed to Wetumpka football that he is. And I think like my first 2 weeks here, he hit, you know, over 500 pounds on a back squat as a rising junior. Just wildly impressive. And it, you know, from that moment on, you know, I realized Tyler's one of those guys that, you know, is committed to being the best version of himself, but he also brings other people along with him. I mean, that's why he's, you know, just one of the leaders on our team, and without a doubt, one of the leaders on the offensive line unit.
Yeah, Coach, kind of going back on the weight room stuff, what does it take to kind of put together like an off-season plan in terms of the weight room? And then, Tyler, how has that plan helped you kind of not only in football but just as an overall athlete?
Well, number one thing we talk about in the weight room is, you know, your best ability is availability. So everything that we do revolves around like how do we get you available for the game and playing at your best? And then, you know, kind of when we break that down even more, you know, obviously the demands of football require you to be strong and be explosive and be fast and, you know, keep size on you. You know, we have a plan that we execute throughout the year. Different things change depending on whether or not you're in season, off season, whether or not you play other sports as well, and even just position specific stuff. And then, you know, from the just kind of, you know, the point of the season that we're in right now, you know, it's all about just, you know, staying available, staying healthy, while also developing some of the underclassmen as well, keeping them training through season.
Well, of course, we want to be the biggest and physical strongest team. And the achieve that goal is just not skipping reps, pushing yourself to the limit. I love to tell my group to just go to that special place. And when I say go to that special place, I mean go to that place you've never been before. Just be uncomfortable. So when you go to the game on Friday, it'll be very easy and very comfortable.
Well, one thing that I think that both Coach Bear, Coach Singleton, and this staff really focuses on is developing you guys not only as athletes but as students and as men in the future. And I know you right now, you have a 3.5 GPA, right? You're excelling in the classroom. How important has it been for obviously you focusing on your grades but then showing that to the younger guys and how important it is to stay strong both on the field and within the classroom?
Well, I had to say just going home, taking up that free time, is using that as study time and just bring it all to the classroom, and putting on a great example for the young guys, because I don't want to be that guy that just has a low GPA or nothing like that. So, you know, I just want to be that example for the young guys to remember something when I leave.
You've gotten to do some cool stuff over the last few months. I know you've gone on a couple of different visits and are hoping to play at the college level, and I won't make you name any specific schools. I don't want to go that far, but how cool has that experience been going with those? I know you've had coaches who have joined you for those trips as well. What has that been like?
Oh, man, it's been fun. They've just been telling me to just enjoy the ride and just enjoy all I can because, you know, when I get to college, I'm going to be very busy, so just enjoy everything. So I've just been taking that, soaking it all in, and just enjoying the moment, really.
I know the experience is a lot when you get to go on those visits and that sort of thing. I personally have the experience of it, and it's a lot of fun to be able to do that and explore your options. So really happy to hear that you're being able to do that. And with these coaches, how have they prepared you for that college level of football? Because it's obviously a step up, but I feel like when you have a guy like Coach Bear who's played in the college level, excelled in the CFL, you have a lot of guys who already have that experience and kind of pass it to you.
Well, I'll just say just showing tough love and push me to the limits. They know what I'm capable of, and I know what I'm capable of. So just making me uncomfortable to make the game feel very comfortable as well. Just push me to the limits, I'll say.
Talk about your teammates just a little bit. We're going to have a few others on here in a little bit, but I know this offensive line group is a young one for the most part, but you've been able to help them grow. But just the group as a whole, how are you guys connected? I feel like that's one of those groups that just has to be really interlinked in order to be able to protect the quarterback.
Yes, I'll say Trey Hutcherson. Me and him have a great connection together. You know, he's been my partner ever since last year, you know, and we like to go by an O-line room, five men, one unit. So we just go by that and just work together as a brotherhood together and just stay strong and just be able to work things around.
You've had to protect a new quarterback here in Charlie Skipper. I know you've gone through a few different quarterbacks over your career. Last year with Tyler Johnson, Nate Rogers was on the team before that. And how do things change a little bit when you have different quarterbacks that you have to help protect? And how do you kind of work on that relationship with Skipper, who's just a sophomore as a starter?
Well, Skipper's doing a great job right now. He's very keeping composure. And I really like that about him because he's not that guy to get down. He likes to go to the next play after a mistake. And so I just have to tell him sometimes to just keep his composure and just stay calm and on to the next play because, you know, as a young guy, that bright lights can get to you sometimes. So I just have to just calm him down a little bit. But other than that, he's just a great guy in general.
I know you guys have obviously been on a little bit of a downslope here with a few losses. What do you tell your group as one of the leaders of this team when you're trying to kind of right the ship a little bit here as we head towards the back half of the season?
I just tell them to keep their heads up. You know, last year we went, had the same record around this year and went on a 7-game win streak. So I just tell those guys to just keep their heads up and just keep go on to the next game and just execute and be your best at the next game.
Yeah, Tyler, kind of going back to your relationship with some of your teammates, I know you guys are always out there lead blocking for Jordan Hill. Kind of what's your relationship like with the running backs? And do you guys ever kind of talk about things you see defensively, kind of trying to open up holes?
Oh, of course. We have a lot of communication. You know, Jordan Hill, Jordan Smoke, and sometimes J.D. Denmark, we all have that connection together. We just let them know what's going on and just cooperate and be able to go to the next drive and pursue that on drive.
Tyler, we appreciate you being on. We're going to probably keep you on here in just a little bit. We're going to bring on a couple of your teammates. Coach Singleton, want to get with you one more time here before we send you off, but we appreciate you coming so much. And just as you continue to develop as a coach, I know that just earlier this week, y'all had the JV game against Stanhope Elmore, got the win out there. First time Wetumpka has gone to 17 Springs for any sport here and able to come away with the win. How does that look as a coach when you're trying to develop younger guys at the JV level? You're developing as a coach as well. I know Coach Bear likes to get all of you, all the assistants involved as best as he can with the JV games as well. Just what is that process like?
Yeah, so I think that's something that the Coach Woods has been very intentional about, just kind of, you know, putting a lot of responsibility on, you know, on his assistant coaches. That's just kind of something we talked about in the off season of, you know, kind of whether it's the JV level or the freshman level. You know, me myself, I call plays for the JV. Our Coach Thompson calls the defense, and then we have Coach Finsky and Coach Blackman who call the plays for the freshman team. All kind of opportunities for, you know, each member of the staff to, you know, kind of take on a leadership role, and it just creates just experience and situation awareness and kind of a lower pressure environment compared to, you know, a Friday night. But it's great for staff camaraderie, that experience, and just, you know, just everybody working together. And you get to, you know, kind of see how some of the younger guys on the team, you know, develop under pressure and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And it's just overall a great learning experience.
Do you get to kind of carry any of that over into some of these varsity matchups? Obviously, Stanhope Elmore, a team that you'll play in the varsity level as well. Is there any correlation there?
Oh, for sure. I mean, for so many of the JV guys, you know, one of the things we tell them is like, hey, in a lot of ways, like, you guys are auditioning for Friday nights, right? You know, right. You put up a great performance on a Monday night against a quality opponent, you know, it's like, okay, you know, you can play, you can make this block, you can execute this route, you can make this tackle. You know, let's find ways to work you back into, you know, the rotation for the varsity ones. And man, they take advantage of that opportunity, and, you know, they just love to compete.
Coach, I always ask Coach Bear when he's here for this, so you're going to have to take the role here this time. But keys to the game for this Indians team, just beyond the offensive line, just as a group here as you try and get back in the win column.
Well, ultimately, it's all about us. You know, we have the standards in which we operate with Wetumpka football. You know, we want to you know, relentlessly take away the football on defense. We want to play low, fast, and nasty on the offensive line. We want to have zero pre-snap penalties, and we don't want to turn the ball over. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, we feel confident with the unit that we have on the O-line. You know, Coach Morton does a fantastic job of getting the defense prepared. Coach Dawkins has the offense prepared for any scenario we're going to see on Friday night. And we have the playmakers that can compete with anybody. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to continue to show, you know, what we're about at Wetumpka.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to this Friday night. It's going to be an exciting matchup. I want to thank you for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tyler, you'll stick around here. We'll have a couple more of your teammates join us here in just a moment. But first, we'll take a break. I want to remind you, Baptist Ortho Now serves children and adults of all ages with no appointment needed. Located on East Chase Parkway across from Target, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Online at baptisthealth.com. We'll be back and talk with a couple of different leaders of this Indians group when we return on Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie has stepped aside for us to make room for now three Indians players that we're going to have join us. Guys, appreciate y'all joining. Jack Pinkert, Tyler Harris still sticking around with us, and Caleb Bourne. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's exciting to have a group of guys that are all people who have, I believe, developed as leaders within this team. And we've already talked with Tyler a little bit, but Jack and Caleb, I want you all to kind of get your input on what you believe your role has been in trying to develop that leadership role and help these guys out.
Yeah, that, absolutely. I've been on the team for all 4 years. Unfortunately, I haven't started all 4 years, but I've contributed a lot through special teams and other things, and Bears made it a way for everyone, even people who aren't even starting on like the core roles, to just like be in there and contribute. Yeah, of course.
Same as Caleb here. I've been with the team all 4 years, and my role has changed, I think, each and every year. I've had position changes. I've had injuries, and it's just had to keep changing. Like freshman year, I actually had the opportunity to start on kickoff. Sophomore year, took a step back with injury, and then junior year, moved positions to the defensive end, and then here I am now, and I've been dealing with like an ankle injury for the past 3 weeks, and I haven't seen much playing time, but now I just see myself as a role player and being able to be the best teammate I can be for especially these younger guys and help them grow and flourish as a Wetumpka Indian.
And, Jack, I wanted to talk with you. I know you've had a couple of issues here in the early part of this season. When you have something like that happen, how do you try to continue to have an impact on the team even when you're not necessarily always on the field?
You just got to support the people behind you. And it's always been really hard because you're like, I want to be out there. It's my senior year. And that's the hardest part, just getting over that leap and bounds of being able to look aside and be like, man, this really sucks, but also somebody else gets an opportunity, and then you get to see what your team is, and then being able to help in drills still and being able to just still be focused on the goal, still watch film, still be able to maintain what you did before. Just you got to realize, take a step back physically, but then you still keep the same mental acuity.
Yeah. Caleb, I know, and this is a really question for all of you guys, but Caleb, I know you played or ran cross country prior to playing football. It's kind of the opposite of me. I was football, switched to cross country. You've done the opposite there. But when you make that decision, what was that process like for you? I know you were just in middle school at the time, but what made you decide that football was the sport you wanted to stick with?
Yeah, well, I mean, it started out as like I wanted to get bigger. I was kind of a stronger guy back then, so I went in thinking like, oh, this is going to be a workout, or I can like build friends and everything like that. And it really turned into like a love for playing and a love for like being with my teammates and everything. I just love the game, and it's really, when you look in hindsight, it's a life lesson kind of game. Like Bear talks about all the time, it's everything football, or I can't remember what he said, but or what he says he talks about all the time, but it's always about football, but never about football kind of thing. And it's really like looking back at like all the things I've done over the years, it's really taught me a lot of like how to persevere through tough times and how to just like that. That's why I love it so much, because it like teaches you the life lessons that like you can't really get until you actually get into life.
And Tyler, you also are a part of the track team. You've had spent some time throwing, and that kind of seems to help a little bit, right? When you're an offensive lineman and you're throwing, I mean, it feels like the weight training there kind of tends to build upon each other. How has that kind of helped you as an offensive lineman, and then on the other end, from an offensive lineman into the throws?
Oh, most definitely. Track has really helped me a lot, but just doing those track workouts and just building my arms up is just really giving me enough power to just push people around, you know? And just being alongside with JD, also doing track, you just know it's just not alone, just having fun and just also getting grinding.
I know that you've also been with Coach Brown, who's the head coach there for the track team. He's also an assistant here with the football team. What has your relationship been like with Coach Brown through both of those sports?
Yeah, Coach Brown's funny, man, but I really love Coach Brown. I know Coach Brown loves me. You know, just having that relationship together just builds the team up real stronger. Just leading the team, both teams actually, just helps him be able to do what he wants.
And Jack, you've been a football guy through and through, right?
Yeah. I've been a football guy for all 4 years, but then I'm also a part of the golf team too.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you're fine. And both have its great qualities. Like, golf is a very mental game. It's not very physical. It's the mental aspect, and I think that's helped me. I've learned one thing through golf, and it's patience. Like, it takes so much time. I've played since eighth grade, and then football too. It's like both are, one's very physical, one's not very physical, but the mental side of it, it very much is very similar in the aspect of you have a job to do. If you don't perform right in that moment, because golf, every moment counts, and it's the same for football. And that's kind of the way I've looked at it for these past 4 or 5 years.
You guys now are all upperclassmen, and what is that relationship like with some of these older guys who obviously try to have an impact on the younger folks, but also, you know, you're able to kind of build that chemistry with one another as well?
Well, we've been alongside each other since middle school, so we're practically brothers all together. So, you know, just being alongside with each other, being able to finish out this last year is just going to be a very big thing for all of us together, you know. Just cherish these moments and just be able to have fun, you know.
Yeah, going to, like, how we can back the younger guys about below us, like, they look up to you, whether, like you get 50 snaps a game, you get 20 snaps a game, you get none, like, they all look up to you. And how you act in practice and how you, like, carry yourself around the team is, like, what they're going to do for the next, like, 4 years of their life.
Yeah, and like I said before, with all this change of having 4 years of football, it's about being a role player. You can't really be selfish so much as a football player when you've had so much go on. You've had to compete for spots, not compete for spots, just up and down, the ebbs and flows, as Coach Bear says. And you got to find that spot of being able to help the kids. Like, I especially love this sophomore class and this freshman class, especially because I've grown a bond with them more so than with our junior class, just because as a sophomore, I wasn't worried about making relations. But now, being upperclassmen through junior and senior year, the sophomore class has really grown and developed. And I think in the next 2 years, that relationship we have with them and the freshman class will really improve and flourish as they become upperclassmen.
And team chemistry doesn't just happen on the field. That's something that has to develop, I know, off the field and just in your everyday lives. I've seen that you three have been here, JD has been here just about every week, just hanging out and having dinner. What kind of stuff do you guys get around to, maybe do for some fun times when you have the off days?
We actually do a lot of stuff during the summer. That's mainly where we build a lot of our team bonding. We did a team paintball over at 111 over there. That was really fun. This was just the seniors, but we also did a senior lake day where we went tubing and grilled out. It was a great time. We do a lot of stuff.
You guys also, y'all had it's a lock-in, right? You typically do a lock-in every year. I know Coach Bear's kind of implemented that a little bit. What's that usually like? The setup looks pretty cool. I know y'all have had some like TVs out there and that kind of thing. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, the lock-in is really awesome. It's always been a fun thing we've done, and being able to really, I remember doing it my freshman year, and you have that senior class, and you're looking up at them, and these kids, like, you're just dazed because they're fully developed almost physically, mentally. They're all there, and you get to watch them and how they act off the football field, and, you know, they're just like us. They're having fun cutting up and being able to just enjoy time with each other, and that's really it is team camaraderie.
And team culture has been a big thing that Coach Bear has really tried to implement since he arrived. I know that it's the little things like knowing the fight song, knowing the alma mater, that kind of thing. What has that experience been like with Coach Bear of trying to get those smaller things down, of just knowing the traditions of Wetumpka football?
Well, ever since Coach Bear came in and did was made us learn the fight song. And, you know, ever since then, he's just been taking that culture thing to the max, you know, and we just really love it as a team because I've learned a lot of stuff about Wetumpka ever since I got here. So just learning new stuff about this city, this beautiful city, and just learning things about Coach Bear told us is just very, very awesome.
And Tyler, you mentioned also that you briefly played for Coach Perry as well. When Coach Bear got there, I know there was a bit of a transition period. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was a big transition. I was getting a little comfortable with Coach Perry, and all of a sudden, he told the team that he was leaving. So I was wondering who was going to be the coach, and you know, the Lord bless us with Coach Bear, you know, and just having Coach Bear has just been an awesome feeling, and just he's been leading, teaching us ways we haven't been teached before, you know, just leading us as a whole.
Well, guys, I really appreciate y'all joining me here tonight. I'm excited to see what y'all do the rest of the season. And then beyond that as well, I know y'all are all going to do some great things in the future.
Sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back and real quickly be able to get Coach Bear on the show with us here. He has made it from the volleyball match between Wetumpka and Stanhope. So we'll be right back here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus help make your home buying or selling experience easy. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, the official real estate partner of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We're now joined by Coach Bear Woods. You've made it from the volleyball game, but I know that there's a lot going on here in Wetumpka Athletics. You all obviously wear two caps, but right now you've got a lot of guys on this football team who are showing their support for the rest of Wetumpka High School.
Oh, absolutely. It's a busy Tuesday night. Our seniors and our freshmen are at the senior night volleyball game, which I just came from, Go Indians, and then our sophomores and juniors are at Elmore County High School at the Night of the Band supporting our biggest supporter, which is the Pride of the Tribe marching band. So we're scattered all over, but it just really just is, shows the one tribe mentality, you know, approach that Principal Future has really led on. And it's a lot of fun in Wetumpka right now, but glad to talk a little football now.
Yeah, we were a little worried because we knew you might not be able to make it in a panic. Gave a call to Coach Brooks and was like, hey, I need somebody to get over here. And I was like, well, I'm busy at the Night of the Bands. You know, we've got people all over the place right now for Wetumpka, which is awesome to see.
It is.
I do want to talk a little bit of football here with you while we have the time. You're coming off that Pike Road loss. Just what are your takeaways from it?
There was the first half of football, that second half that I wasn't necessarily proud of for our football team, but it was a measuring stick for us to see where we are and the response. And what football teaches you is, how are you going to individually respond, you know, with your own job and role for the team, and then how's the team going to respond? And the guys have done great. I'm not surprised that practice, they're doing great. I mean, we coach the guys hard. We compete every day. Everyone's competing for positions still in week five, and they've done a great job. And we're looking forward to Friday night, ready to get back on the field, because we didn't, you know, play a great performance that second half. But credit to Pike Road, they they got a really good football team, and they were able to really pull away that second half.
Had a chance to talk to some of the leaders of this team with Tyler Harris, Caleb Warren, Jack Pinkard, just left the show. And what has the impact been from those guys? I know that especially in a time where you're going through a little bit of a losing streak, it's important to have guys stepping up and being vocal within the team.
Well, absolutely, and unfortunately, we've been here before. You know,
right.
we've had the same schedule. You know, we played three top 10 teams in a row here, and that really prepares us for the remainder of the season. But with that, you have to have leadership of guys who understand that's the competition you're playing, and we want to be our best. I mean, the scoreboard's one thing, but we want to go out there and be our absolute best once again individually and as the football team. But it couldn't happen without those guys.
Yeah, Coach, kind of looking ahead at the rest of the season, it's going to be a long time before the Indians are back at home, almost a whole month, four straight road games in a row. Kind of what's your message as a team ahead of this long road trip, and kind of how do you make sure the guys stay fresh with that many miles getting put on?
It really is anytime, anywhere for this bunch. We travel places during the summer to go compete at long days on OTAs and 7-on-7s. They're used to it, and quite honestly, we like being together. So we get to put us on the bus. We're going to be together. The team's going to be together. I see our Wetumpka Quarterback Club here tonight. All of that's possible because of their hard work that they do to get us on a four-stretch road game to take care of our team and kids, and they do a good job there. But we just like being together. We're excited about it.
You did have a lot of guys who went into that Pike Road game and managed to continue what's been a good bit of momentum for them. I think about Emerson Paulk. He gets the interception. That's back-to-back weeks for him. Deion Floyd there with 100 receiving yards just after having such a strong night there on the punt returns for the matchup against Russell County. Seems like those two have really started to find a little bit of a rhythm.
Absolutely. They're doing a tremendous job. Emerson did that all summer for us. I mean, he did it in the spring. He always has the ability, knows for the ball, to intercept the football. And then Deion has always been a top-tier, a talented athlete for us. And he has great ball skills. He's just good at the football. And then one more name to add is, Caleb Ballard. When he had his opportunity, he made the most of it there in the end zone. So absolutely those guys are doing very good for our team.
Now looking at Rehoboth just really quickly, what's going to be most important there as you go into that game?
We've got to be our best at 7 o'clock because we've never been to Rehoboth High School. This team has not. I have not. It's a long way to travel. We've got to be at our best at 7. Coach Green has a team that plays really hard. They play really hard. They match up well against us. They run the ball well. They can control the ball. They've now shown that they can throw the ball around. So we're going to go into a team that's also hungry at this point in the season. So we got to take care of the football is the biggest thing and be at our best at 7 o'clock.
I know that something that we talked about in going into that Russell County game was you have that long period of time where you travel. Sometimes you get there a little earlier than intended, and so there's a lot of downtime there. How do you handle that and make sure that everyone is staying ready to go and ready to get on the field?
We've kind of tinkered around with that about every game now because of the distances, but it's prepared us now for these long road games of Rehoboth and then Eufaula. So we're really figuring out a formula. But I asked my seniors, the guys you had on, I said, guys, you tell me what you want to do. Like, even asked my team meeting, what time you want to start, 3:05 or 3:10? I don't care what time we start. We just know I'm better to be late, right? So we communicate everything together, and I'm confident with what we have put in place for Friday that we'll, one, enjoy the trip together, and then we'll be at our best at 7 o'clock Friday night.
Coach, excited to have had a chance to have you come on here at the end. I know you're always busy wearing both caps as the head football coach and athletic director, but we appreciate you still making it over here.
Absolutely. I just appreciate all the great things that are happening in Wetumpka, the one tribe mentality, and go Indians, win the moment.
It's going to be another exciting week of Wetumpka Athletics. Again, football against Rehoboth. That is Friday night at 7 p.m. We'll be on the air on the Wetumpka Sports Network at 6:30. You can watch on YouTube, Facebook, or you can listen at 105.1 WRFS. Volleyball against Stanhope Elmore, they are still underway. You can tune into that one right here on the Wetumpka Sports Network YouTube channel. Cross country at the Oak Mountain Invite, that is this Saturday. In-flight football is on the road against Helena and Spain Park this evening as well. Our next time on air, as I mentioned, will be next Friday. That will be against Rehoboth, again, pregame at 6:30. We'll have a pregame, halftime, and postgame show included with that. I'll have the call along with Xander Walker and Mitch Petrie will be on the sideline for us. And then we'll be right back here at Wharf Casual Seafood next Tuesday and every Tuesday after that for Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. I want to thank everyone for joining us here tonight, and thanks to some of our special guest athletes who stepped up and jumped into the show for us here. It was a great time, and we'll do it again next Tuesday, Mitch.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the matchup against Rehoboth. Long ways to go, long night of travel, but I'm sure the team is ready, and I know we are as well, Gavin.
Going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you on Friday at 6:30 p.m. for the pregame show and a 7 p.m. kickoff, and then right back here next Tuesday for Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now. The City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.